Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on July 28 regarding John Sweeney, S-W-E-E-N-E-Y. John Sweeney is a 58-year-old male who reports he injured his lower back at work acutely on 5/13/21. But on that occasion, he straightened up from a flexed position. Period. His right leg later got heavy and he fell. Period. Accordingly, he went to Christiana Hospital emergency room the next day. Period. With this and subsequent evaluation, he understands his final diagnosis to be a disc abnormality at L3-4, as seen on an MRI that he was referred to by his primary care physician. Period. On 5/15/21, he states he did have surgery at that level, but is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. And underline this, the quick turnaround from this supposed injury, which obviously was not traumatic, and his scheduling surgery the next day demonstrates this was pre-planned. Period. The paragraph. He filed a claim petition relative to an occupational exposure between 1/21/21 and 5/13/21, alleging repetitive work activities caused permanent injuries to his back. Period. You have advised that there was no first report of incident in the file materials from this first event. There was also not a first report of incident relative to his occupational claim. Period. However, he did seek unauthorized treatment with Dr. Kennedy on his own. Period. In paragraph, medical records show he was seen on 5/14/21 by Dr. Amato, A-M-A-T-O. Period. This was actually for history and physical evaluation, usually done for hospital admission. Period. They ascertained a history that his primary care physician was Dr. Singh, S-I-N-G-H, and he suffered from GERD, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, obstructive sleep apnea, intolerant to CPAP, depression, obesity, elevated blood sugar, and came to the primary emergency room at the direction of his primary care physician. He was experiencing back pain, foot drop, inability to walk, and had an abnormal outpatient MRI that was concerning for Cauda Aquinas syndrome. Period. And underline this, he reported developing back pain about 6 weeks ago. Period. He denied any inciting event, although he is on his feet a lot as a maintenance mechanic. Period. He denied any heavy lifting or trauma that he is aware of. Period. He denies any prior back injury except about 20 years ago, similar to this, which resolved in 2 days. Without any intervention or medical help. Period. About 2 weeks ago, he noticed significant worsening of his back pain that was located in the lower back, radiating to both legs, more so on the right than the left. Period. He had diffuse numbness in his lower extremities on the right greater than the left. Period. He had been using Tylenol and ibuprofen on his own, but his primary care physician prescribed him tramadol and gabapentin. Period. This provided him some relief. Period. History was also notable for right knee arthroscopy. Period. The results of his MRI were also included in this report to be inserted as marked. He quickly underwent neurosurgical consultation by Dr. Yalom and Chile. period. He recommended neurosurgical intervention due to neurologic deficits. Period. Diagnostic assessments were Cauda equina syndrome. Period. He was seen in consultation by Dr. Yelman Chile, also on 5/14/21. Period. He has retained the same history the petition provided to the ER doctor. Period. After evaluation, Dr. Yelman Chile recommended surgical intervention. After educating the patient about the fact he not only had a right greater than the left disc herniation at L3-4 that was large, with severe accompanying spinal stenosis, but also had small, moderate left-sided stenosis identified at L4-5, and mild to moderate disc disease at additional levels. Period. He recommended surgical intervention. Period surgery was done on 5/15/21 to be inserted here. Period. He had intraoperative x-rays done showing the hardware localized at the pedicles of L3 and L4. Period. New paragraph. I was also provided with a short-term disability claim form that was completed by Dr. Yelman Chile on 5/21/21. Period. He advised Mr. Sweeney to stop working on 5/14/21. Period. This form asked, quote, is the patient's condition work-related, end quote, and Dr. Yelman Chile checked off the box for, quote, unknown, period, end quote. He recommended total temporary disability with an expected return to work date at approximately 8/16/21. Period. Dr. Yelman Chile also completed disability and FMLA medical certification on 5/21/21 with similar information to his disability claim form. Period. He advised total temporary disability and did so again on 5/28/21. Prepared new paragraph on 6/14/21. Mr. Sweeney was seen by the physician assistant in Dr. Yelman Chile's office. Period. On this occasion, he reported 75% improvement in regards to his preoperative complaints. Period. He had some mild weakness in the right lower extremity, but this continues to improve. Period. His left-sided weakness had largely improved. Period. He discontinued dorsal paresthesias in both lower extremities. Period. This makes it difficult to walk. However, he is able to ambulate distances with a walker. Period. He stated he works as a maintenance mechanical engineer and does not feel that he would be able to return to work in light duty. Period. His position entails occasional heavy lifting. Period. The physician assistant referred him for therapy. Period. Follow-up continued through 9/15/21. Period. He concluded the petitioner had recovered very well following surgery. He advised on a long-term basis that heavy lifting should be limited. Perry also emphasized the importance of core strengthening and proper biomechanics. He advised the patient he may return to work with no restrictions, however should exercise caution and again proper use of spine biomechanics. No further follow-up was scheduled unless a problem arose. Physical exam. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower. There was chafing of the right rib and left knee. Skin was otherwise normal in color, turgor, and temperature. Manual muscle testing was 5- for right plantar flexion strength, but was otherwise 5/5. The rest of that section is normal. Spine cervical, active flexion, and bilateral side bending were full to 50 and 45 degrees, respectively. Bilateral rotation was to 60 degrees and extension to 35 degrees. The rest is normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He was able to walk on his heel, but had difficulty walking on his toes on the right. Pretty changed positions fluidly, was able to squat to 70 degrees. Pretty inspection revealed a decreased lordotic curve and a midline 2-inch scar consistent with his surgery. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 75 degrees and extended to 10 degrees. Bilateral rotation and side bend were accomplished fully. The rest of that section is normal. Go back to the lower extremities upon sensory testing. He stated the toes in his right foot had a sleepy feeling, but this has resolved. Pretty did focus on his subjective complaints from the outset. Impressions. John Sweeney alleges an acute injury to his lower back on 5/13/21. When he supposedly slipped and fell after prolonged standing and bending over equipment. He apparently sought his primary care physician in that regard. He also alleged an occupational claim for the few months that he, 3 months and 23 days, he worked for the insured. He did undergo an urgent MRI at the referral of his primary care physician that showed significant abnormalities. He also developed an acute foot drop. Dr. Yelman Shelley performed surgery on 5/15/21 to be inserted here. The petitioner followed up with his physician assistant post-operatively through 9/15/21. At that time, he actually released Mr. Sweeney to full duty. He did advise proper body mechanics and judgment in terms of his lifting. Interestingly, according to the short-term disability form completed by Dr. Yelman Shilley, his total disability was not related to work. In paragraph the current examination on 6/14/22 found there to be mildly decreased range of motion about the lumbar spine associated with a surgical scar. Neither sitting nor supine straight leg raise maneuvers elicited any low back or radicular complaints at 90 degrees. There was chafing of the knees bilaterally, indicative of someone who spends considerable time crawling or kneeling. He had mild weakness and resisted by plantar flexor strength. This car responded to his difficulty walking on the toes of his right foot. Otherwise, he was neurologically intact. New paragraph, there is 12.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back, regardless of cause. From what I am able to ascertain, the event of 5/13/21 was not traumatic. prepared Mr. Sweeney currently relates, he simply stood up from a bent position and noticed the onset of symptoms. Appeared similarly, his very brief period of employment with the insured would not be responsible for the radiographic and physical exam abnormalities. Period. He actually has achieved an excellent clinical and functional result. Period. In January of this year, he began an office job with another employer. Period. Since leaving employment with the insured in October 2021, he worked at Air Liquide in maintenance and another employer whose name he does not recall. Period. And that is the end.